Well, we just won the cup at Leicester and we survived comfortably when we was at Leicester and that. But I wasn't playing all the time. So like Martin O'Neill took me out and he said that he's going to offer me a new contract and all that, but he can't guarantee me first team football. So he said, like, I'll give you the weekend to think about it. Then come back at the thing. I said, you know what, Gus, I need to go play first team football. Went away on holiday to Jamaica. And then my agents rang me and said that Bradford are coming for you. So I actually signed while I was away in Jamaica via fax. And then when I got back, straight up to Bradford pre-season, it was Chris Kamara who signed me at the first.
It's an interesting story. We'll get back to Bradford in just a second, but I just want to touch quickly on Leicester because, I mean, it's a fairy tale now at the club of them getting up to the top of the Premier League. What have you made witnessing that to have once been involved with the club?
It's good for football because it just shows you that like money can't buy you everything as well. And for the players have been phenomenal. Like the team spirit and that has just won them football games. And you can look at their team and all working class like boys and that. They work together. It must be enjoyable playing in that team.
Yeah, it must be. It certainly must be. To get back to Bradford, Jamie, I was a young lad in the stands when I was watching you play. And one of the biggest memories I have, as well as the football, was the hairstyles, Jamie. What came about when those when you originally came up with that idea?
You know, I don't know why I've done it. Because like, people still remember it to this day, you know. First of all, I had the pineapple when I first got there. Then I trimmed that off. Then I started dyeing it. I dyed it one colour. I think I dyed it blonde first.
Mm.
Then every couple of weeks and that is a different colour. That's why people still remember it now. It's just a little bit of fun. And I work like one of those players who never put my foot in so I could get away with it, you know?
Mm. Oh, I love it. I love it, Jamie. And when you were involved at Bradford, you were there some of the greatest times for the club under the likes of, as you say, Chris Kamara and Paul Jewell. How was it being at Bradford at that time when they were playing such good football and getting promoted up to the Premiership?
That is the best. That's my favourite club of all clubs. Mm. Like I had six seasons at Bradford. I left transfer deadline. It's the worst thing I've had to go through in my career because like, that is my proper spiritual home, that place. And the players what I played with, managers I played for, it was just quality. And then and the fans, it was just like a massive family club as well. And even now, when I go back on that, I still feel welcome and that, you know.
Yeah, you're right there. I mean, if you look at the getting up into the Premiership at the time, and or was it staying at managing to keep themselves up on the final day? What was one of your most overriding memories of being at Bradford?
Well, you know what? I don't think until now that we realised what we've done. Right? Mm. But like, my best memory probably is the Wolves game. Like, not everyone writes off all season. Nah, they're going to crack. And having to go to Wolves, who was looking to go into the playoffs at the same time, and beating them on their own pattern, and proper beating them as well, giving them a football lesson, was probably one of my best memories.
Yeah, because Paul Jewell said something very similar, and he looked at that season when he went up. He didn't exactly start in the greatest sense. It didn't look like it was going to be one of those seasons where you've been making that push to get up into the Premiership. But
he nearly got sacked early doors.
Yeah, that's it. And he really managed to take off from there, didn't he? And he launched himself at the Premiership.
Yeah, like the players in that changing room were very, very underrated. But everyone had a role to play in that changing room. Right? You had your flair players. Everyone grafted. Everyone. And you know what? Why we were such a good team? Because we got on off the pitch as well. We used to go out together. We used to do everything together. So you got to know your teammate and then you'll die for them on the pitch.
Because, I mean, at that time, especially up front, you had the likes of your Robbie Blake as well. I mean, you had some great goals.
Robbie Baker, Millsy.
That's it,
Baker, and then Biggs on one wing, me on the other. Gaswell, Maka in the centre midfield. And Jake, Stephen Wright, Morrow, John Dreyer, Ashley Westwood, and Gary Walsh in golf.
Yes.
You know, I take that team anywhere.
Yeah, a lot of people have said that. I mean, that partnership up front was unbelievable. I mean,
it's a joke, that partnership up top. Mm. I see Blakey the other day, actually, as well. He's still
Oh, but I mean, one of the biggest things for me, Jim, is obviously there were some great times at Bradford. And everyone I've talked to that's played at Bradford during that time, it was almost witnessing what happened afterwards when the sort of went down. And it was heartbreaking for everyone really involved with Bradford. And did you have the sympathy of seeing what happened to Bradford after that?
Yeah, like obviously I was there when we went down and all that, and I was there for another couple of seasons as well when we went bankrupt and whatever. So there were sad times and all that from being on one hire, and then obviously threw money around what we shouldn't have done to certain players and whatever. It's a sad day with all the rubbish what went on. But now they're going back the right way, you know.
That's it. I mean, there is a real resurgence at Bradford now. What have you made of Phil Parkinson's resurgence? Two good cup runs, promotion, and they could be on the cusp of it again this season.
Yeah, listen, he's done a fantastic job, and it's a great job he's done at Valley Parade. He's stabilised everything, got the promotion what couldn't get for years and years, and that, and like they're on a good run at the minute, playing better football than what I saw against Gillingham as well. I went to the Gillingham game on the radio.
Mm.
It was awful that day. But I think now they've started to pass the ball and all that, which I said on the radio at the time, and they're reaping their rewards.
Yeah, they certainly are. And it'd be fantastic to see Bradford in what a lot of people would call a rightful home back in the second division of English football near the Championship.
I think they deserve to be the Championship, and obviously me being biased and that, but it's a massive club and a massive fan base and that, and the fans deserve a lot better than they've had over the last few years.
Hopefully so. Hopefully there'll be another great ending to a fairy tale story there. Jimmy,
yeah, well, if they go to Wembley, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah. I will certainly be there as well. And Jerry, I just want to pick up on what you're doing now as well, because I've been reading a lot that you've been involved in football academies and really giving back to the community now as well.
Yeah, I do football academies. I was working with disadvantaged kids and all that, but I've got my own thing where I do boys who have been released out of the game, boys at risk of trouble and whatever. I've got my football academy. They come to me and I work them hard and teach them about the values of life and all that, like manners and respect and that. And I also work for Ghana as a fitness coach as well now, so I'm doing quite a bit, mate.
Yeah, very busy indeed. But we ever see a push into management again one day?
Yeah, but it has to be the right club. Or, like, the fitness stuff and all that, I love that as well. So, like, working with Ghana just makes me want to get into a proper club. Because I train a lot of professional players at the minute. They come to me outside of their club to get strength and conditioning work done.
I mean, how important is it, especially when he talks about the youth academies, how important is football to a lot of these kids in getting them in there and teaching them disciplines?
Well, you know, it saved my life anyway, football didn't anyway. So sport is a massive, massive thing for these young kids on the road, and that because it gets them out, keeps them out of trouble for one, and if they're good at it, then they will never have to work again.
Well, Jamie, thanks a lot for joining us today. It's been a real pleasure, and I hope to see you down at Wembley.
No problem. Thanks.